Tucker Carlson and the Future of Cable News. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Tucker Carlson brought Fox News 3 million plus viewers each night. And yet, many advertisers actually fled the time slot in recent years, uneasy about appearing to endorse his often inflammatory rhetoric. Now that Carlson's been fired, some analysts say those advertisers may come back to that primetime hour on the network. Across the board, though, cable news outlets are chasing after an ever-shrinking pool of advertising dollars. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more on the business model of cable news.
The needs of companies looking to advertise their wares are not all that complicated, says Matthew Tuttle, CEO of Tuttle Capital Management.
Number one, I want to avoid controversy. Number two, I want viewers.
Tucker Carlson's regular dose of election denialism and extreme right-wing views brought plenty of both. But in the last few years, his show featured a whole lot of MyPillow commercials and other direct-to-consumer ads of the call now ilk. Tuttle says with Carlson's departure,
if I were an advertiser, I'd be calling right now.
Even in the digital age, much of the money that 24-hour news networks make still comes from cable subscriptions. Jay Rosen, a journalism professor at New York University, says that's still the case, even after years of cord-cutting among consumers.
It's the price per cable customer that Fox and other channels get that's keeping them afloat.
Rosen says Fox News can use the viewership numbers to draw advertisers, but the demographics of those viewers is a harder sell.
The fact that their core audience is older, whiter, more conservative, and a kind of a hardcore Trumpist group limits the advertising revenue they can generate.
But those customers aren't likely to bolt to streaming, Rosen says, and they could keep the antiquated business model of the cable news giants afloat for a while longer. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
The U.S. dollar is used far beyond U.S. borders. Oil is traded in dollars. Some countries peg their currency to dollars. Some countries actually just use U.S. dollars altogether instead of their own. But there are calls for that to change. Earlier this month, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva urged developing countries to use the U.S. dollar less to find an alternative. China and Brazil reached a deal to trade in their own currencies instead of using the dollar. But how significant is this call for de-dollarization, and what would it mean for the U.S.? Zhongyuan Zoe Liu is a fellow for international political economy at the Council on Foreign Relations and joins us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
Does the U.S. gain anything or lose anything from having its currency used so widely?
For Americans, this is actually quite convenient for us because, you know, when we travel abroad, when we buy stuff, we don't have to think about what if our currencies are not accepted. The other aspect for that would be for American business. The idea that U.S. dollar is widely accepted in international transactions. And there is also actually political gains or geoeconomic gains for us as well.
So what's the downside for a country like Brazil or China, India, Saudi Arabia in using the dollar so extensively?
So there are two risks. One is economic risk or transaction risk, and then the other is geoeconomic risk. Every single transaction, it involves not just exchange rate risk. There is also transaction fee. That's the economic risk. And then the geoeconomic risk is very much pronounced now after Russia's invasion of Ukraine and how the West sanctioned Russia. The idea that for a country that rely upon the U.S. dollar to make international transactions, and yet at any single moment, you could potentially be kicked out of the dollar-denominated international system.
Do you think the increased use of sanctions by the U.S. in recent years, looking at Iran, looking at Russia, has created more of an incentive or desire to get away from the dollar?
I would say yes, the risk of being sanctioned is increasingly real. But I would clarify saying that it's not necessary that we want to get rid of the dollar, because the dollar is still very much the international dominant currency. It's really about if they no longer have access to the dollar-denominated international system, what can they do?
How realistic is it that the dollar might be dethroned, so to speak?
Right. I would say it's not necessarily that any other country could potentially, or a coalition of willings, if you will, could dethrone the dollar anytime soon, although the financial plumbing is there. I would say the only way that the United States and US dollar can be dethroned is probably going to be some strategic mistake that the United States made on its own. For example, the debt ceiling debate, or another 2007-2008 triggered or started from the United States. So if the United States does not make a mistake on its own, I would say the risk of the US dollar being dethroned in our lifetime, I would say, is very minimum.
Songyuan Zoe Liu is a fellow for international political economy at the Council on Foreign Relations. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.